Thank you.
Thank you. Marcel, your last one, Steph.
Okay, well, first of all, I know that this has been a lot of hard work, Arlene, and I'd like to thank you for it. I mean, a lot of long, long days. But number two, I'd like to find out from you, and I haven't read all the reports, and unfortunately part of the phone cut off in the middle of your presentation. How long do you think it would take anyone to turn Pacifica around? Realistically,
to some degree, that's hard to say. I think that we can reach a break-even break-even audit in 2013. I think that we can make significant progress on the debt situation by a combination of being able to begin some payments on the debts and negotiating some changes. And so I think we could make some very significant progress in the next year. The original recovery plan that we submitted was based on a 5-year turnaround, and that was based on literally paying off 100% of everything. And I think that is possible. I would hope that we could actually reach a point that we wouldn't have any significant debt on the books within 2 more years.
Thank you.
Thank you, Arlene. Thank you, Marcel. Thank you for your report, Arlene. I think we'll go ahead and move to the next item on the agenda. Clearly, we will have to come back and discuss in greater depth, address the budget crisis, and more discussion in closed session as well regarding these managers' reports. But thank you for this part of it. And next on the agenda would be the coordinating committee motions. Bill, would you like to go ahead and take the floor and present the motions from coordinating committee?
Okay, thank you. And I have a slightly different version of what was
point of order. The next on the agenda was actually the discussions of the GM budget reduction plan, I thought.
Okay. We had some discussion with Arlene. I perceive many members have not even read this plan. How would we like to proceed with discussion? We've got 17 minutes left.
Well, I have a motion which I would like to introduce.
Okay.
I think it may not be objectionable, and I think it would put this discussion where it belongs. So,
sure. Go ahead, George. Shoot.
Okay. So this is the motion. The ED, considering the GM's plans and the remarks from the PNB, is directed to work with the GMs to bring projected expenses and revenues into balance and begin to develop a month's reserve within the next 60 days. So that's my motion. It essentially says, please handle this. Do I have a second for that?
Teresa, I'll second it.
Okay,
and let me just say very briefly, I mean, I don't think that we are in a position to really be able to evaluate these plans as to their accuracy and their realistic possibilities. And it seems to me this is something that the ED has been working with the GMs for a long time, and I think it's really her job. And this basically says, please do it. So that's the motion. As I submit it, and I'm just about to send it to everybody in writing, and there it goes.
Is there an objection?
I object.
Teresa on the stack.
I presume there was. I'm just running through the cases here. Okay, I'll take that stack. I thought I heard Ken, then Campbell, and Lydia. Is that right?
And Teresa.
Okay, there goes the rest of your 15 minutes, folks. So, just don't get on me when we didn't get sports this video. Okay, so. Ken, Campbell, Lydia, Teresa. I'll take more people after that. Ken, you're up.
While I appreciate the good intentions of the member putting forward the motion, it's superfluous as stated by the member. The motion is we're just asking the ED to do her job. The same would apply to the CFO, the members of the governance, the GMs.
Ken, can you speak up?
Yeah. All right. Let me say it again. As I appreciate the good intentions of the member making the motion. However, the motion is superfluous as stated by the member. As he said, he's just asking the ED to do her job and get along with it. We shouldn't be making motions like this, which don't decide or tell or recommend something that's an addition or to the bylaws or more specificity. This is just do your job. Get the budgets approved. Get reasonable budgets approved and followed by the stations. So, I you know, it's sort of like it doesn't have any impact. It doesn't state anything. I don't like passing motions that have no consequence.
So will I have a chance to respond at the last?
Yeah, sure. Well, before
the
vote. Yeah.
Okay. Marcel to the stack.
Okay. And everybody stay cool. We'll get there. Just everyone will get a chance to talk. George will get to talk last. Okay. Next up on the stack is, thank you, Ken, is Campbell. Go ahead, Campbell.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First, I have to support entirely what Ken was saying, and that this is something that's just coming out on the fly. It has not gone through any committee at all, and I would hate to use the term, but the first thought that comes to mind is that it's somewhat frivolous insofar as really moving anything forward. And, you know, in terms of the basis that was given, well, we can't review these things and know from a study of them. I can. And I think that if one, you know, has been exposed to the budgetary process with, you know, professionally, certainly, but even in terms of exposure to that with regard to Pacifica and the LSB engagements, I would hope that people would have had enough familiarity with the budget process and what goes into budgets and where they can fall short to the point where we could engage this in a serious fashion. I think that when we're looking at numbers, we're just looking at numbers. If we have some analysis to go along with them, which I think is essential, which I think should be provided for us by both the GMs as well as the ED in terms of presenting these things and the CFO as well, then I think we would have some more meat to work with. But I think that we really need to just go ahead and move forward and that this motion is not something that will help us do that.
Thank you, Campbell. Okay, so next we've got Lisa, then was it Marcel? Sorry, I've got Lydia and Teresa next. So, Lydia, you're next.
Yes, I would just like to amend it to include the LSBs. There was a time, in fact, when we used to include the reserves and call it that instead of depreciation, that we had more direct interaction between the EDs and the LSBs. The EDs and sometimes and the CFOs used to meet with the LSBs or talk to them on the phone, whatever it was, in order for everyone to be on the same page on the necessity for those reserves. I do not think that George's that the motion by George is frivolous. I think that you can often make the mistake of setting people and organizations and groups of people up for failure when the expectations are unrealistic. We are in a deep, deep recession. It is thanks to the extreme loyalty of the membership of Pacifica and our listeners that we're able to survive and have some successful fund drives as we're having, to my surprise, in August right now here at K for sure. And so I actually welcome that. I think it takes it out of that adversarial position that we felt with some of the previous motions dealing with this. And also the fact that everything has to be punitive, that there have to be dire, punitive, slap your hands or you're behind when you don't obey. I mean, you know, it comes out of a particular culture that I think is foreign to those of us in Pacifica for a long time. But I do applaud including reserves, and I welcome the wording of George. I would
support this motion. I would only recommend that we include the LSBs since the bylaws call for them to approve the budget.
Is that an amendment, Lydia?
It is.
Okay. What's the exact wording of the amendment, please?
Just to add the LSBs in into his motion.
Second.
Who's the second?
Me.
Second.
Where would it be introduced? Point of
okay.
information.
Okay, I'm driving, so I'm just walking in the house. So I haven't looked at it. But,
point of information, what is it?
DMs, comma, LSVs, I guess. I'm just getting to my computer, but you can take other comments while I'm looking. I don't see an email from you, George.
George?
Okay, I'll see if I can put it in myself.
George, what is your point of information?
Where she wanted to put it, but I'll see if I can make it.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there an objection to this amendment? You know, we don't always have to vote on everything. Does anybody object to the amendment? I'm not asking you.
Yes, there's an objection.
Okay, thank you. Beautiful. So we've got an amendment on the floor submitted by Betty Yacko. I'm going to go ahead and a new stack to the amendment. I'm going to go forward to the stack. You can pass yourself up, okay? Up after is Teresa and Marcel. Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't. You and Marcel. Sorry. It was
Marcel.
Marcel. Okay. I feel there was somebody between you and Lydia, but I've lost that person clearly. So whoever you are, please ask me to recognize. Go ahead, Marcel.
Okay. I was just going to speak and support of this amendment as well. So, I thought that putting a specific dollar amount in, which I had trouble with last time, I think is too direct. It puts people in too much confrontation. So what happens if she needs to cut $1,025,000 or she cuts $700,000 and it was wrong? I think if we, whoever is our ED, needs to know that they're empowered to go ahead and exercise the authority of the board within reason. And so I've basically objected to most of these motions that give any ED too limited authority. Either our ED is entrusted to do the job or the ED is not entrusted to do the job. And for me, it's just that simple. If the ED doesn't perform and we think that there's something wrong, then we look at removing the ED. But this constant monitoring of everything they do and this punitive position, to me, hobbles whoever is ED. That's my comment. So I support this motion, the language and the motion.
I'm sorry?
Nothing. I was just saying I support the motion and the amendment.
Thank you. Thank you, Marcel. All right. Were there other people who wish to be heard on either the amendment or the motion? Like, how's your chance? If you wish to speak, otherwise I'm going to let
this is Teresa. I thought I was on the stack.
That's why I said your name. Damn, I knew I had not lost track of the stack. I said Teresa and Marcel. I had it right. It was, okay, Teresa, you're up.
I am for cuts, obviously, from the PND vote. I agree with Lydia that we are very fortunate that our supporters have been with us through this recession. I didn't think that our vote was adversarial when we asked, when we were to support her choice to cut $1 billion. I'm wondering if, Arlene, if you're saying, were you saying that from the KPFK report or discussion that you'd had, that this was not just a balanced budget, but a plan to have extra money left over so the National could pay back some of the back debt that we have? Because I'm not sure that just balancing budgets at this point is enough. And if the stations are thinking, well, we will just, add a month's worth of, cushion, how are we going to pay back the $500,000 that we have in debt from the last 5 years? Maybe George can answer that. I don't know.
Let's let Arlene answer, and then we'll go to George for the last question. Out of time here. Arlene, did you want to address Mr. Rachel?
Yeah. The way we're going to address that is, number one, looking for reductions in those debts. Number two, following through with our plan that was adopted a few months ago in order to increase revenues in some areas, and that will bring additional money in. And number three, by getting the stations that are not currently able to pay central services able to pay them so that we can begin to address that. I don't want to begin to start taking more than the central service share from stations, but it will enhance our working capital on our financial statements if there is a little bit of reserve some places, and maybe even a lot of reserve if we were to get there. Plus, it will enable those stations to operate within a comfort zone. I think that we addressed ways in which we were planning to try to work out the debt over the next, hopefully, 3 years, and I'd like to see that reduced to two, and I think it's possible to do that.
Thank you, Arlene. George, you get the last word, and then we're going to take a vote on this, okay? Go ahead, George.
Are you talking about the amendment, or are you talking about the whole thing?
You know, talk about any part of the enchilada you want to talk
okay,
about.
Okay, well, let me say, I think Lydia's intention was that it should read plans and the remarks from the PNB, and then the amendment would be, and LSBs. Is directed the ED considering the GM's plans and remarks from the PNB and LSBs, that would be the amendment, is the LSBs, is directed to work with the GMs to bring projected expenses and revenues into balance and begin to develop a month's reserve within the next 60 days. And the reason this motion is being put forward is because, as it stands now, the responsibility for dealing with the GM's ports is jointly the EDs and the PNB. And this motion says the PNB will fulfill its responsibility by asking the director, asking the ED to take it on, the things that need to be done. So that's why it's here, because otherwise we're in the position of trying to do this as a PNB, and it seems to me it can't possibly be done in the time that it needs to be done.
Thank you, George. All right. So we're going to take a vote on the amendment. We're going to take a vote on the main motion because there was an objection.
Yeah.
Sorry?
This is Nia. Could George read that again? He's talking about a vision for the reserves, or there's so much static on here.
No, I'll read it again, sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, I'll read it as amended, since that'll be the first vote. The ED, considering the GM's plans and the remarks from the PNB, is directed to work with the GMs to bring projected expenses and revenues into balance and to begin to develop a month's reserve within the next 60 days.
Thank you, George.
Wait, right, what happened to the LSBs?
I read it. For remarks from the GM's plans and the remarks from the PNB and LSBs.
That was not my amendment. I'm sorry. My amendment was to work with the GMs and the LSBs. The LSBs have to approve it. So
strike the PNB?
No. That they're going to, not that the ED is going to take into account remarks of the LSBs, but that the ED will engage with the GMs and the LSBs in order to effectuate these changes, correct?
Thank you. That's correct.
Okay, so it's at the back end of the most, as opposed to the front end.
Thank you.
Point of information.
Ken?
Hello,
Ken. Hold on, folks, stand down. Thank you. Ken, I didn't hear Nia. Please, Nia, then Ken. Both points of information.
Okay. My question is, are you saying, Joe, this is required or just to have the conversation? This is a vision? Is this a requirement?
Is what a vision or a requirement?
To have the reserves within 60 days.
It's part of the motion that they should try to do that. I mean, clearly, if you can't get to the balancing the budget, you can't get to having a reserve, but in the motion it is the intention to begin to develop a month's reserve. So that's what it says, begin to develop a month's reserve. To work to do that within the next 60 days.
Yeah, that's kind of vague.
Nia, did that complete your question?
Yeah, but the answer didn't.
But the answer didn't. I understand. Ken, and then LaVarne, and we're at 7:01. So, go ahead, Ken.
My understanding of what Lydia said is that the amendment requires approval of the LSB of the budget generated by the ED and the GM.
No, I didn't say approval. The approval is already in the bylaws. I'm just saying that dialogue, as I explained in my comments, I'm sorry, Madam Chair, you didn't call on me.
Yes. Okay, go ahead.
So, as I explained in my comments, it's just to have that dialogue, since the LSBs are charged with approving the budget, we all know that, it's in the bylaws enshrined, that then the ED should work both with the GMs and the LSBs together. I mean, not attend, like, all their meetings. We have LSB chairs, we have motions, emails that can go back and forth. There's a number of ways that that can happen. But until you include everybody in these conversations to make these difficult decisions in order to make the reserves realized, you know, it's not going to work. You can't do it piecemeal. So that was all. It's George's intent, which he has already clarified. And then just add the LSB as a party to the conversation. That's all.
Thank you, Lydia.
Bill.
Thanks for the clarification.
And then Bill LaVarne.
Thank you. Let me get back on the speakerphone. I think that all of these motions should be taken to the Finance Committee, because we're currently in the process of completing this budget, and all of this needs to be in terms of putting this in the budget to make sure it's there, and that I think you should really, this should be given to the Finance Committee. And when you start thinking about monthly reserves, some stations like KPFK can maintain a reserve like a couple of months or for 2 months. But as the fund drives go, the last month, after the third month after the drive, you're down to less than a month. So I think if we give it to the Finance Committee to implement within the budget, this would work better. Because, and the reason why I said the PNB demanded that this forecast given from the GM to the PNB, and then I find that most people haven't even looked at it. So if we can put this into the Finance Committee, incorporate it in the budget, I think it would work more smoothly and achieve the things that you're trying to achieve. And by the way, I do sit in on Finance Committee meetings. I did it with PFW. We explained some of the cuts. I think it went pretty well. So whoever would like to invite me to their Finance Committee meeting, I will be there.
Thank you, LaVarne. Bill?
I think this amendment would make it impossible to work. I mean, I don't know how the ED would work with all the LSBs. That's why we have a PNB, and that's why we have a National Finance Committee. So I'm opposed to the amendment.
Point of order?
I'm sorry?
This is a point of order. Tracy? We have arrived at the open session, and accordingly, I think we need to put all motions on the floor to a vote.
Thank you. Yes, I was going to say that. Bill was going to say that. I just got done texting our lawyer to tell him that we're not there yet. So, so the amendment is on the floor. The amendment the LSE's process, and... George, can you please try to read the motion one last time with the amendment in the right spot? We're new with that, but if you could, please. And then we're going to have we'll call the roll, and then we'll see the main motion. Okay? George, could you be kind enough to read that again, please?
Okay, well...
if you think you got it in the right spot, unless Lydia wants to do it. But,
I think Lydia was saying I did have it in the right spot, but... And it is intended to... as I understand what she wants, to include that in the discussions, the members of the LSB who it's appropriate to have discussions with. And it isn't intended to, the LSB will be having meetings on the budget anyway. So I think that changing it to GM's plans and the remarks from the PNB, which is as it is now, and LSBs is what she has in mind. But if it isn't, she should say so.
I believe it isn't based on what she said. Lydia, do you think that you could... George, why don't you do me a favor? Read your motion without any attempt to amend it. Just read your motion.
Okay. The ED, considering the GM's plans and the remarks from the PNB, is directed to work with the GMs to bring projected expenses and revenues into balance and begin to develop a month's reserve within the next 60 days.
So my amendment is the GMs and LSBs instead of work. That's it.
That's it, to work with the GMs and LSBs. Okay.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, very good. The amendment, folks, is what's on the floor. If you vote yes, that amendment gets added to the main motion. If you vote no, it does not. In either case, we will go to the main motion afterwards. Madam Secretary, are you yet at your destination where you are able to call the roll? If not, I will have Ms. Vice Chair do it. Okay.
I would appreciate it if you would have Bill to call on in the middle of mopping up leaks in our roof.
No problem. Okay, cool. Thank you. Bill, would you be kind enough to call the roll, please? Yes, folks. Again, this is on the amendment, and if you support the amendment, if you add the LSCs after GM, then vote yes on the amendment. If you do not, vote no, and we will go to the main motion.
Okay. Ken Aaron?
No.
Yvonne Elsimay?
No.
Teresa Allen?
To the amendment, no.
Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Wesley Bethune? Can't hear you, Wesley. Carolyn Burden?
No.
Lydia Razon?
Yes.
Bill Crozier votes no. Kathy Davis?
No.
Revlon Gold?
Let me pass right now.
Okay. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
No.
Holly Lexa?
No.
Afia Wangaza?
This is on the amendment to add the LSBs?
Correct.
Abstain.
Okay. Laura Pribus?
I'm sorry, I'll change that to yes.
Okay. Got that to be yes. Laura Pribus?
Yes.
That was a yes?
Yes, it was a yes.
Okay. Summer's not voting. Marcel Reed?
Yes.
George Ryder?
I abstain.
Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Dan Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Okay, I believe, was your Revlon passed, I believe?
Yes, I did. I just,
Hello, this is Wesley. Did you get my vote?
Hold on, Wesley, just a minute. Revlon?
We're basically adding the LSB.
Right, that's the amendment we're voting on.
Yes.
Okay, and Wesley?
Yes.
Okay, we have 9 yeses, and 9, 10 noes, and one abstention.
Okay, so the amendment fails. Now we're to the main motion on the floor, which is a motion George has read several times now. A yes will support that motion. A no will not. So go ahead and call the roll. Thank you.
Okay.
Can you read it one more time?
Hi, I'm sorry for the members. Can you read the main motion one more time?
Okay. I'll wait till the cars go away. Someone's on a train needs to mute their phone. If you're on a train, please mute your phone. Okay.
Downtown 1, it's our friend, unless you're being called upon. Thank you. Go ahead, George.
The ED, considering the GM's plans and the remarks from the PNB, is directed to work with the GMs to bring projected expenses and revenues into balance and begin to develop a month's reserve within the next 60 days.
Thank you. All right, yes, vote will support this motion. A no vote will not. Bill, could you call the roll?
Point of information, was it 1 month reserve or two?
One.
Could we say a month or more?
Too late.
Minimum of a month.
We are out of time. The vote is up. There's no time for
We're in the vote.
Oh, we're not in the vote. If somebody's unclear, they can get their question answered. It's 60 days to work out a plan. It's 1 month reserve, okay? Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, Ken Aaron?
Pass.
Ivan Nassame?
Yes.
Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
No, we need to include the LSD.
Wesley Bethune?
Pass.
Carolyn Burton?
Pass.
Lydia Brisson?
No, for the same reason. All these have got to be there.
Bill Crozier votes yes. Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Revlon Gold?
No.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
No.
Ali Lexa?
Yes.
Afia Wangazva?
No.
Laura Privis?
No.
Andrea, Laura? I've got a no? Okay. All right. Some reason not voting. Marcel Reed?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Dan Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
No.
Okay, and the passes were, I believe, Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Okay, Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Okay, Carolyn Burton?
Yes.
Okay, any other passes? I think that's all of them. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 yeses, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 noes.
Thank you. The motion passed. We are returned from open session. We're 13 minutes from session time. We have another meeting next week, folks, so, you know, same time, same station. Thank you, everybody. Please rejoin us on the closed session call as quickly as possible. Thank you. Goodbye, public. See you next week. Thank you.